ربما
Okay, we can just get the agenda up. We should be good to go here. All right, everybody ready? Let's do this. All right, I'd like to welcome everybody to our electronic board meeting on Wednesday, June 25th, 2025. Let's go around and introduce ourselves for the record. I'm Monty Paul.
Hi, Maggie Arby.
I'm Rita Brock. Am I mute? Shit.
You're good. You're good, Rita.
Ryan
Don
Roberts.
Kawaguchi.
All right. And we have, I think we have everybody listed there. We are going to
Kathy.
excuse. Oh, there we go, Kathy.
Kathy and Ryan were saying their names at the same time. We're both.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. So I think we have everybody there. We are excusing Dale Pfister and Clint Heiner from the board today for this meeting. All right, with it being an electronic board meeting, we're going to forgo the vision, constitution, and the flag just for time's sake, since we're all so busy with our other activities. Let's move quickly to our consent items. Has everybody had the opportunity to review the June 4th, 2025 board meeting minutes? And are there any questions, discussion there?
Nope.
All right. So I recommend that we approve all of our consent items, the board meeting minutes specifically in this situation. All in favor, say aye. I'm Monty Paul.
Hi, Maggie Arby.
I read the Brock.
Motion passes unanimously. All right, let's move on to our voting items. We have both the final amended budget and the for 2024-2025, and we also have the 25-26 budget, preliminary budget that we need to approve as well. So Kathy, take it away and we'll vote wholesale on these.
Okay, thank you. There's just a couple things on the final budget. I really didn't change anything other than I thought, well, I might as well bump up salaries. At the end of every year, what I usually do is say, this is how much we spent as of May. This is how much the payroll accrual is going to be. This is how much the highest month in the last 12 months has been. So even if we spent that much and any other things I know of, will we still be under budget? And this year, without a doubt, I don't think the $1 million of projects that I stuck in there will be done. So I think no problem with being under budget for this fiscal year 25. So I didn't change it from what was noticed, other than I bumped up the wages by 50,000 just because I could. You can see though that I budgeted $2.8 million. That's for your bonding. I recognize now, like after this was noticed, I talked to Brad and he said, oh no, it's not going to close till July 23rd or something like that. Left it there though, because we are budgeting all of the expenses, and that's what's paying for it, is the bond proceeds. So likely we will just have to move that as we're truing up the budget at the end of this year for fiscal year 26, was we're truing it up. We will end up moving that over, and any costs that we have. So that will be need to be amended at the end of 26 for what transpires for the bonds during the year. For 26 though, Ryan got all of the their agreements are in process right now for the employees, and so we were able to use that sheet and budget pretty closely for the new wages and benefits. And then as far as there's $1 million budgeted in fiscal year 25 for the end of this year for anything that can get done on the land before next week. And there's another 600,000 of it budgeted in fiscal year 26, but I know that we'll just true that up depending on what actually ends up getting completed this year, what doesn't, what we need to put in for next year. Also, you can see there is $250,000 budgeted under other financing sources as well for fiscal year 26. That's just budgeted from surplus, and that's just a number so that we can't budget a negative budget. And with budgeting 600,000 next year for possible projects, that we just needed that to not have a negative budget. But we'll true it all up at the end of fiscal year 26 once we see what expenses fall in which year and what transpires. So other than that, I tried to just keep everything as close to what a typical year would be as possible and see where it falls, true it up at the end of the year. So, does anybody have any questions or thoughts or want to make any changes before it's approved?
No questions from me.
No questions.
I don't have any questions.
All right. I think we're golden there then. Okay. Well, then it is recommended that we approve the 2024-2025 final amended budget. And we also approve the proposed annual operating budget for the 2025-2026 school year. All in favor, say aye. Aye, Monty Paul.
Aye, Maggie Arvey.
Aye, Rita Brock.
Motion passes unanimously there.
Can I just mention, so once now you guys have approved this, we do have to put it into UPES and Ryan will need to go in and certify it. So Ryan, I'll let you know when it's in there with, and we're ready to roll. I already know there's not any errors of like accounts and stuff. So as soon as it's in there, I will be contacting you on that and then we'll get it uploaded to the state auditor's office website as well.
Wonderful. All right. I can't see. I believe we've already discussed upcoming events for our agenda here in the next meeting. Is there anything else of note that you can see, Dawn, that we need to discuss here?
Nope, I'm sorry. I just like was moving that out of my way and I shut it down. So July 22nd, pre-board meeting, August 6th is the next board meeting. And that is it.
Okay. Just if you would, let Dawn know ahead of time if you're not going to be able to make it to any of those events. And that way we can plan accordingly, making sure that we do have a majority, a quorum here. So, all right. Well, is there anything else that you would like or we need to discuss today? Okay. Well, I recommend that we adjourn then. All in favor, say aye. Aye, Monty Paul.
Hi, Maggie Arvey.
Hi, Rita Brock.
Motion passes unanimously. We are now adjourned. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks,
Thank
guys.
you.